99.1 PR, 95.9 The Fox. Governor Lamont addressed protesters and coronavirus at his daily press conference yesterday.
Good afternoon. We asked yesterday if putting a curfew in place in maybe some cities would be something you'd consider. And yesterday the answer was no. Just wondering if with protests today and the ones going across the country, if that has changed at all.
I don't think so. Stavros may have a different point of view, but I looked around the state. I saw what was going on in cities around the country. I saw the arson. I saw some looting. I saw a lot of arrests. I saw pepper spray. And I didn't see that in Connecticut. As I said, I don't think there were any arrests here last night, and I don't believe there's any looting. That said, you know, there are a lot of agitators.
You're knocking wood?
No, he knocked on his head.
Okay, good.
That said, you know,
hello? Is there anybody in
McFly,
there?
McFly, anybody in there? McFly.
Hello? Come in, please.
I don't know who's knocking.
A woodpecker landed on his desk.
Right?
On his head.
That said, you know, there are a lot of agitators out there. As Chief Reyes said, if 95% of the protesters want to do this peacefully to make a case that deserves to be heard, maybe there are a few outliers on the left and right who are trying to create a confrontation. I don't think that requires a curfew. No.
What? What are you laughing at?
Dwayne, it's kind of like fair. No.
No. No. He decided he talked enough.
Yeah, it's like an awkward no. I forgot what the original question was because
it was how you do today.
It was a lengthy
answer.
Yeah,
curfew.
Yeah.
Curfew. What do you think? No, I don't think we need it. That would be the easy way.
Right. Out. Right. Come in. Dave's not here, man.
That'd be funny if he did that in the middle of a... Come in.
Someone knocking the door. And if there's someone knocking at the door, I got to go.
Oh, sorry. This isn't the bathroom.
Right.
I agree with that, though, right? I mean, Connecticut's been pretty good. I know folks are upset that some highways were closed down, but we haven't been... I say we, you know, protesters.
Right. Nothing burned, nothing broken into, nothing looted.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Why have a curfew? Mm. Yeah. We've basically had a curfew since March. We can't do anything.
So exactly.
What are you going to do? Tell us when to go in? What are we doing outside?
Right. We can do some virtual.
We're not doing anything outside anyway, so.
We could do some virtual looting.
Yeah, that would be. How do you do that?
You sit in your house and you break something. Mm. And you take it.
Oh, you take your own stuff.
Take your own stuff, right. Yeah. You leap through.
Take it where, though?
To another part of your house.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You redecorate.
You break your own window. You jump through the window. You grab your flat screen TV. You go from the living room. You go to the bedroom.
Got it.
There you go. Virtual looting.
Right.
See?
So you or you could do looting with a twist. You
What's
put
that?
Your stuff out in the yard and charge money for it. So
right.
In other words, you can loot my house.
Right.
But I think they have a name for that. I think it's called tag sale.
Yeah, right. Yard sale. Yep, exactly. Right.
All right. Here's the second part of that clip.
And last question, is there a concern that, I mean, we're in a pandemic, there's people gathering now to protest, that this could spike the coronavirus rates here throughout Connecticut?
Yeah, I get nervous about that. Thank God I see these photographs, and almost all people are wearing the mask, so, which is really good.
Who says photographs?
Say... Def Leppard.
Right. Besides that.
Photographs.
Who says photographs?
Look at AJ just putting a hand sanitizer.
Photographs.
Yeah,
he is. Well,
here's
last
the word
time.
Coronavirus. Coronavirus.
Right.
Hand sanitizer.
Pavlov would have loved me. Let's put it that way, yes.
13 seconds to hand sanitizer.
Yeah, definitely hand sanitizer. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Some of the protesters are wearing masks so that they can't be identified.
Exactly, yes.
All right, but they're all wearing masks, so
look,
that's good.
That guy robbing the bank, like you see, he's you know, obeying the
right
guidelines.
Right before he put took the money, he was obeying the rule.
We saw him don a mask, yep.
And he was 6 feet from the teller.
Right, and he put a gloves on so there'd be no prints on the gun.
All right.
Photographs, and almost all people are wearing the mask, which is really good. You know, I told Stavros I was really happy on I-84 that they said a prayer and stood up and locked arms. That's not exactly keeping with my social distancing protocols, but I think I'll make an exception in that case, Stavros. But yeah, right, I look around. I look.
This Stavros person. I mean, can anybody else see Stavros?
Who is Stavros? Am I the only one that doesn't know who this is?
It's a large pink rabbit. I only see him myself.
State police.
Yes. He's like the lead guy.
You just call them a large pink rabbit.
Right. Like an imaginary friend.
Okay.
That was a little humor.
All right. Good luck when you get pulled over.
I drive a dark blue Jeep.
Heard you called me a big pink rabbit.
How'd you know?
Yeah. All right, go ahead.
Case, Stavros. But yeah, I look around. I look at the beaches. I look at the casinos. I look at the protests. And I worry that people forget we're still not through the worst pandemic that's ever hit this country.
Okay, Keith was saying this yesterday, and I totally agree with him.
Oh.
If we don't have big city spikes in coronavirus in 2 weeks, throw the mask out.
Right.
It's over.
Yeah, it's all bunk.
Right?
Yeah.
You see all these people, they're all together, and now we have the police who weren't even pulling people over during any of this because we need them, right?
Yeah.
So it was like, well, do we want to risk losing a police officer to coronavirus for pulling someone over for speeding?
Right.
Nah. Now, no masks, no gloves.
Nothing.
Hugging each other for long periods of time.
Right. Almost embracing.
Which is nice. It's a nice, it's nice.
Right.
I understand that. But man, I want to see some coronavirus cases or this whole thing has been a sham.
Exactly. All from this one concentrated area. Yeah.
How long has it been? March, April, May. We're into June.
Yep.
Hand sanitizer. Wipe the studio down.
Ugh.
No one can come in.
No.
Yeah. All of this. And then all these cities, tens of thousands of people within close proximity.
Yelling, hugging.
Yelling.
Spitting each other's faces practically.
Right.
Pretty much.
No spikes.
Nothing. Imagine that.
Imagine that.
There was a whole bunch of hand cream. I know that. My hands are all dry.
They're all shriveled up.
Not that I want to see coronavirus spikes.
No, definitely not.
No, of course not. But
I'm torn. I don't want to see them.
Right.
I don't
but
want
also,
be...
like, wait.
I don't want to be home till Christmas. Yeah.
I don't want to be home till Christmas either.
Yeah.
But man,
just a little shift. Not enough to like throw things out of whack, but just a little spike.
I kind of want to see enough not to overwhelm the hospitals, but to make me feel good about what I've been doing.
Right. If not, you can see a bigger protest out there. We've been inside. We've been inside.
That'll be the
We've
next curveball.
Right. Yeah. What do you mean we? What?
That would be something.
I haven't had a haircut and I haven't worked out in so long. Really? I had to fight people for toilet paper. Really?
That's right.
Man, I couldn't get a paper towel.
This year's been so weird.
You're like trying to wipe your hands with loose leaf paper.
It's only May, too.
It's June.
It's June.
Dude.
It's the third day of June.
Nobody
it's not
knows.
Even like today's June
Nobody
1st.
Knows what day it is anymore.
Every day this week so far has been June.
I thought today was Thursday. I'm like, all right, I'm in one more day to the weekend.
Ashley's a couple steps behind. Let us know when you're in June so we can say welcome to June.
Yeah, really.
Okay. Hey, man, where you been?
Yeah.
Ashley, we've been here for 4 days.
Merry Christmas.
Wow, man. I got stuck in May. The traffic was crazy.
Yeah, May 32nd's a bitch, isn't it?
At this rate, she'll be celebrating July 4th
right.
on Labor Day.
Exactly, right?
Oh, God.
Look at her running the sparklers
again.
I got
stuck in May. Wow.
You know what's really terrible?
Come back to us. Come
stuck
back
in
to
May.
Us.
She's
Come
got
back to us.
Two cell phones that display the date constantly and an open laptop in front of her.
Right, which also has a
My
date.
My brain is in May.
My brain. My brain.
Mm-hmm. Well, that made my morning.
Yep, there you go. See?
I'll be over here.
I feel better about myself now, don't you?
I do.
I could while away the hours, conferring with the flowers, consulting with the rain.
Welcome to the jungle.
Jungle.
Ashley.
Thank you very much. I'm happy to be here.
Nice. Chaz and AJ in the morning, 99.1 PLR, 95.9 The Fox. Ashley just realized moments ago that it's June.
Yes, it did.
And actually, been June.
Her calendar's broken, apparently.
Multiple days.
Yeah. My brain got stuck.
You didn't flip the calendar.
And then remember when she licked her cell phone? When did that happen?
Right before, early March. Right before everything got crazy, I think.
Right before.
Yeah.
Yep.
Do you have that clip?
I do.
Take a look for it. Because something happened to her phone that now, today, June 3rd.
June 3rd.
Yes. There it is.
Yep.
Loud liquor.
Yep.
That is loud.
Very well. Yes. Yeah. She said in the monkey cage. I actually witnessed her do that.
It sounded like a giant. It sounds like a 5-foot-long mosquito flying by.
Meow. Or a goat.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
That's right. A goat. What happened to your phone?
Yeah, so I went to the bathroom, and I was in my back pocket, and I peed, and I went to pull my pants back up, and my phone fell in the toilet.
You're gonna bloop. Not the show phone.
With no, my deal. Personal phone with pee in the toilet.
Nice.
And
what do you do? Let's go around the room. AJ?
Look at it again.
Phil?
Is it one of those phones you can, like, pop the back off of and separate pieces?
No, it was my iPhone.
Ugh.
You got to go in after it now.
You have
gotta
to, yes.
You got to get it.
You
yeah.
Gotta, yeah.
I did. I went in after it. I rolled up my sleeve, and it was quick, but I had to do it. I had to do it.
And warm.
I just don't think it's ever going to be really clean.
Yeah.
Like, if you can't pop the, like, my phone, I can pop the back off of. I can at least separate everything. And I can feel like I can at least wipe down stuff if I have to. Like,
oh, I didn't wipe the inside. It was just the outside.
Yeah, but everybody sounds PO'd when you call them.
So thank God it wasn't number two.
Do you have like a case on the phone?
Hold it. Would you have gone in if it was number two?
Yep, I would have.
Yeah,
it probably wouldn't have fell so far down.
Your whole life
stopped.
Is on your phone these days.
It would have like got stopped by it, you know, like a little like.
So you saw it, your phone went in.
Bloop.
And
yep.
You right. Pushed your sleeve up and went right in.
Yep. I had to.
When
as quick
you know
as
you
possible.
Could have hit the lever and just flushed it. And as the pee was going away,
no,
because
the cyclone
in.
Of water would have went like right into the, all the it's, phone
it's big,
holes.
It's a big fat phone. it's a big phone. It wouldn't get sucked down.
No, but the cyclone
She's
of water.
She's making a good point, right? The cyclone of water.
Went through the phone? Right. Yeah, it's a wicked cyclone. Yeah.
How long was it in the water before you were like, I'm reaching in? Was it instantaneous, or did you have to think about it?
It was about 5 seconds.
That's
which,
long.
Yeah.
5 seconds?
The
really?
Second
like five
it hits the ball, you got to be
gotta
in
go
there.
Right
you
got
to go right in.
Well,
right in.
I had a little debate with myself. I rolled up my sleeve, and I sort of went in, and then I came back, and I went in again.
Or, debate.
Or were you yelling, Eric! Eric!
I was just screaming.
Let's see, Eric can get it.
Get
maybe Darby.
Right.
That giant spider that's still alive. Maybe
Dad.
He can pull it out.
Dad, can you come over, Dad?
Was this the home yeah. toilet or was this at the station?
It was my home toilet.
Gotcha.
That does make it a little better for
home
some
base,
reason.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
Yeah.
But
well, the station,
does.
You don't know who's been in
well,
there.
Well, I'm only, yeah.
What's
it's only
happening
two
there.
Of us doing things in that toilet.
Although... I feel like the toilet at the station might have been cleaned more recently than the toilet at our
this
home.
This is true. They clean it every day.
There is that.
That yep. may be true.
I don't know if there's a good answer here, Ashley. It's
yeah,
all bad.
I got to tell you, though, I walked into this men's room here several times
yeah.
where I thought I could die.
Yeah. When you start seeing the tiles coming off the walls, yeah. Yeah, so your iPhone now stands for the I stands for ick now.
I would rather have my phone fall into any one of your toilets before I want it to fall into a what? Toilet in this building.
Gotcha.
Yeah, like if you're walking into the stall and like your phone falls in and there's already something in there that's
goodbye,
not yours.
Phone.
That's it.
Yep.
Goodbye, phone.
I'm never seeing that phone again.
Exactly.
I just didn't want to go through that whole process, you know, and it's not really 100% back yet. Like I can barely hear somebody in the ear when they talk.
Do they sound like they're underwater?
Are you mad at me? You sound pissed.
I can't hear you.
Honey, why is your phone smell?
Yeah, there's that,
it's
too.
It's your mother. Why is your phone
yeah,
smell?
I think you have to pack that in, like, rice, right?
Something like that, yeah.
Like dry rice?
Well, when,
yes.
when electronics arrive
no,
in a
Spanish
box,
rice.
They have a little rice packet in.
Yeah. Yeah. She said dry rice? No. Make a nice yeah. rice put casserole some, and yeah. put it in.
Then you bake it in the oven uncovered
you know what?
For $3.50.
At least she asked. At least Eric didn't say, what did you guys tell her?
Right.
She was cooking her phone in a pot of rice.
You're Chinese. She put her phone in it.
Chris the plumber.
Yes.
Good Hello. Morning.
Hey.
Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, guys.
Hey, did you hear about Ashley's phone?
I kind of just did. I didn't know this how this all led up to this. I'm surprised I didn't get the phone call.
Well, I fished it out myself.
She yelled your name a couple of times.
I did.
Chris! Chris!
Chris!
Grass, I can't call you. I don't have a phone.
I know.
She didn't do what everybody else does. They usually just flush for some reason, and I don't know why when they know it's there. And then we end up with the bigger problem of the clogged toilet.
Because no one wants to be Jacques Cousteau.
Of a clogged toilet. What, a phone will go down that hole?
Yes.
Really?
Toilets are designed now that they'll flush pretty much 50 golf balls.
Really?
That's how they're designed. So.
Really?
I'm going to eat some and
now,
test it out.
Now, I can see a golf ball going down like 2, 1, 3 at a time, but a phone is wider than the hole, no?
Yeah, it's longer rectangular.
I actually had a cell phone get stuck in a toilet one time, and it was a tenant. She didn't tell us. We asked her 100 times if she knew what it was. We ended up having to replace the toilet. And then we usually break the toilet when it's done to see what it was in there, and it was the cell phone.
It's like a fortune cookie. Look, I found something.
Wow.
Prize. Look, I found a prize. I got a phone.
You broke the toilet open and got a phone.
Yay! Let's break this one. See what's inside this one.
Oh, I get it.
I hope it's a watch.
Wow.
Oh, you should see some of the things. Women's toys we found.
Nice.
Women's toys.
Like a train? Like a train? Like a small car?
Like a Barbie doll.
Right, yeah, yeah.
But without hair.
Right, right. There's a Spirograph. I like Spirograph.
One I ever had was... I had a toilet that was clogged, and we put an auger in it. We tried to get through it, and we couldn't get through it no matter what we did. So we pulled the toilet. We'll flip it upside down. I actually had a pair of teeth smiling at me on the bottom of the toilet.
Nice. See? That was a happy turd.
I'm like, man, there's a pair of dentures in the toilet. Uh-huh. She's like, well, my husband, he's an idiot. She calls him. And he's like, you stupid. Do you want your teeth in the toilet? He goes, my teeth are in my mouth. Whose teeth are they? I don't know whose teeth they were.
Whoops.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. It was some poor guy who was fighting his way back up out of the toilet.
Boyfriend's teeth in the bowl.
She was quite old, too, so she must have been having a good time with her boyfriend.
Exactly.
Wow. Yeah, teeth in the bowl.
Yep.
A lot of other things. Flashlights.
Flashlight. Did it fall out of someone?
She come in, you know, ma'am, do you know what's in the toilet? She goes, yeah, she shuts the light. Toilet's glowing. It's all lit up.
Yeah, right. I'd be like, what the hell did I eat?
That would be the next hip thing for a house, right?
Yeah, a lighted toilet.
Lit toilet water.
Yep, definitely.
Although, I guess when, maybe not.
Yeah, like pools have those nice little mood lightings in them and everything.
Right.
Why not in the toilet?
No, because the when the things are in there, you don't want it lit. Maybe the light goes off as things come in.
It'll look like an aquarium. No, it'll look like an aquarium.
Maybe it shows you the way to the toilet, and then it goes off.
I need to tell you this. There are toilets that light up now. There's toilet seats that light up. There's faucets that light up. It's all new technology.
You can get attachments that fit inside the lip underneath the seat.
Yeah.
No. What you need is a mood toilet, like to let you know if like someone did something really bad, it's like code red and the whole toilet's red, you don't have to go in there. If it's like light blue or blue, you know it's okay, or green is okay. But if like it's like it's just like
just
like,
use your nose.
If it's red,
you'll know before you see
your
nose. The light.
Right. It's attached to your face.
What if you have a cold? You breathe in someone's fecal matter.
I want a temperature light so I know if it's warm or cool.
Yes.
Sitting on a cold toilet is the worst.
No, you don't want to sit in a warm toilet. I mean, somebody was on it just now.
Yeah. You know, the toilets at the casinos or at some hotels in New York?
Yeah.
You flush those, man. They have a vacuum power.
Oh, my God.
I think that if an elderly person was sitting on a toilet, they'd be gone.
It'll pull the hemorrhoids out of your butt.
Right.
Yeah. Some hotels.
You'd see some slipper on the floor, and that's it.
Some hotels, the suction is so hard. You feel your leg hair move.
Yeah.
It's like, what the hell?
That's the same with the airplane toilets, too. Those are dangerous.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, man, you've probably seen a lot of things as a plumber.
What, 25 Phil? Years, yeah. Wigs. I mean, never mind the stuff that's in the sewer lines. Once it gets pulled through the toilet into the sewers, it's the worst.
Like what?
Oh, my God. I just recently, 2 weeks ago, my friend called me and his wife dropped her engagement ring, a $3,000 ring.
And she
flushed. And I'm like, why did she flush? Because she didn't realize that she was flushing the toilet, and it slipped right off her finger.
How do you not know you're flushing the toilet, though?
We cut her sewer
lines. How do you not know it's June?
This is true.
Yeah, well,
why are you like a phone?
That's different.
Why would you have your cell phone in your back pocket when you're sitting on the toilet?
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah, front
Thank
pocket.
You, Chris.
Yes, or rest on something.
Yeah.
I don't know if I would lick it either. That's,
That happened before.
We didn't ask
she just
her to.
Laughed and spit.
Yeah, we didn't ask her to.
Excuse me.
Yeah, she's like kid secretion over
not
here.
Not having a good morning.
Ashley, clean up your spit off your cell phone. I was supposed to play sooner.
All right, Chris, thanks for checking in. We appreciate it.
Absolutely, guys. Have a great day.
Right, thank you.
Chaz and AJ in the morning, 99.1 PLR, 95.9 The Fox. Just when you think It's going to be a slow show.
Yes.
Karen calls.
Oh.
Good morning.
It could have been Florence.
Okay.
Right.
Could have been Florence.
So.
Hi, AJ.
So, how you doing?
You ever seen me at the car wash in West Haven?
No, I don't go there.
I brought you all that food.
Oh, that's a long time ago. That was when you first opened. Yeah, that was like three or four years ago.
I saw Chaz a lot of times, but I think the last time was in East Haven. I brought him tons of food.
The last time you called, we went through all this. I don't remember any of it.
Yes, you do. You said your exact words is, could I put your holistic health care magnet on? I said no. I
don't even use the word holistic.
Yeah, I can't spell it. Yeah.
I've read it once. I've never said it until today.
That's the first time.
Yeah. Chaz, you read my magnet on my car when I dropped off the food.
What was the magnet?
Holistic healthcare and my phone number.
Oh, wait. Did you come by the East Haven
stop shop
when we were collecting food? I remember you
now. I brought you donuts and tons of food.
I absolutely remember now.
There you go, see?
You have a lot of stuff in your car.
Believe me, I don't like to talk.
I can tell.
AJ, watch it. I live in Milford.
Nobody else has really said anything so far.
Hi, Ashley.
Hi, Karen. How are you?
Good. I'm headed to Wackett's Farm in Bethany, and I'm quiet there. I don't say a word because it's a sanctuary, and that's where I get my peace.
Oh, okay.
So you're getting it all around now.
I like Bethany.
AJ, shut up. You used to be my favorite. Now Ryan Roberts told me.
Oh, come on.
You guys are all good people.
Well,
we
have bad news for you. I'll just let you figure that out yourself.
Hang me up. Bring it up.
All right. So
I have to be happy because when I want to cry, I have to laugh. It just works better.
That's a good policy to have.
Yeah. Must laugh a lot then.
So what's your deal? What do you do?
Well, I did healthcare the last 8 years, and I'm taking a little break because it was too much for me.
Yeah.
To be quite honest, that's how I know. Well, we're not going to talk about Jennifer. I know a lot of people that work in the healthcare field, and it's a tough thing, especially if you get emotionally attached to people.
Yeah.
It's hard. My favorite job was waitressing.
No.
But why? I need to lose like 50.
Because, what about it?
Well, I like to multitask, and your pay is based on your tips. So I never had a problem.
That's a great attitude.
Yep.
Well, I worked at September's. I do better a lot. Sitting is not good for me.
I like to sit. Okay.
I don't know how to say it any clearer than that.
Yeah.
I worked at September's. I worked at Red Lobster in Florida and Colorado when I was in college.
Red Lobster in Florida. I have a feeling you have some stories about a Red Lobster in Florida.
Yep.
We're not going into that today.
Yeah, the crabs once.
All right.
I love seafood.
I'm spitting today.
Yep.
Ashley.
I'm sorry. I'm drooling today. I don't know why, Karen.
Clam up.
I'm not supposed to drink coffee, and I just had a Dunkin' Donuts coffee.
Oh, boy.
Why aren't you supposed to drink coffee?
Yes, my dad.
Well, my nature path said you have more energy than anybody, and you don't need any caffeine.
Wait, hold it. You're what? You're what?
Naturopathic.
AJ, you want me to talk really slow? Well, my medical doctor said the same thing.
Wait.
It's natural medicine, so it's not like pills.
Oh, gotcha. Right. Yeah.
No, I don't believe in homeopathy.
Well, who told you that?
My medical doctor.
No, you said you're naturopathic.
Yeah, I used to see Ann Mitchell like 3 times in my life.
No. The medical doctor would be a different person.
Wait, and who's Ann Mitchell?
Mrs. Mitchell's
kid. She has the Life Center in East Haven, or I think she's in North Haven now.
Oh, get her on.
Mm-hmm.
My medical doctor is Ann Celeste Mappas de Maia in East Haven.
But do I need some kind of certificate saying I'm a naturopath or whatever the hell it is to tell you that you shouldn't drink coffee?
Yeah, you have enough energy going on, yeah.
Wow.
I think that's really slow.
No, I love when you call in.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, I don't think you need a degree to know that Aaron shouldn't drink coffee.
You have lots of energy.
Because of my weight issue, I need to eat meat and vegetables.
Oh, gotcha.
And I don't eat, I sneak sometimes and eat bread.
Gotcha.
Like I had a lot of pizzas for my birthday.
I do too.
How many pizzas is a lot?
She said a lot of pizzas.
Yeah, really.
Yeah. You really want to know honestly?
Sure, why not?
I ate more pizzas since my birthday on May 22nd. My son was born on Mother's Day, so between his birthday on the 12th and the 22nd, now I didn't eat them all myself. But Zoe's, Roseland, Mike's Pizza twice here in Naugatuck, and Jimmy's Pizza in Milford.
Oh, nice.
That was one day.
Jimmy's is great.
No, since the 12th of May, with people that surprised me and came to Naugatuck.
May 12th.
Huh. Yeah.
So
yesterday, right?
Almost like 3 weeks.
They want a pizza
kind
made.
Of like 3 weeks.
Yeah.
And I didn't have one slice, usually two or three.
Right.
Like, oh, please.
You can't have just
get
one.
Get off the phone.
Yeah, two or three.
I could sit and eat a large pizza.
I can watch you. Yep.
I think I watched you at Zoe's once.
She just watched
Where
you.
Were you? Hiding behind the wall?
She was outside the window.
I thought
she's
I saw eyes moving in the painting. Jazz.
She was waitressing.
She has the binoculars on.
AJ?
What?
Actually, I think I like you better than all of them today.
Just today. Good. Oh, just I like today. You, too.
Yeah. Yeah, no. I'm just teasing
it's
you guys.
Early. All right, Karen, so what are the plans for today?
Well, I'm headed to Lockett's Farm, and then I'm hoping to walk. There's a place called Bomber's Pond in Naugatuck.
What do you do? What do you do at
just
the farm?
Walk and walk and walk and walk. And
just
don't
a health
walk.
Kit.
Do you have a horse?
No, I don't ride a horse.
A lot of people board their horses in Bethany.
Wow.
Well, Lockett's Farm is a farm sanctuary. They have 140 animals, and actually the lady that owns it was from Milford.
Oh, nice. Oh, okay.
How do you keep count of the animals?
I have roll call every morning.
They paint numbers on the side.
I guess that a full count with the squirrels, right. The chipmunks, yeah. And skunks.
This one's half and half.
Not on the air this morning.
What's that?
Is this all on the air this morning?
So far.
That's what we do here.
Yes.
When you call in, yes.
Well, I wish you guys a happy, happy day, and I just want to say something that I really mean. All this stuff going on is, I just pray for peace. You know, we could laugh about everything, but it's tough. So thank you for having, I don't know if it was McNamara the other day or whatever, but it's so sad. And I have nothing negative to say about Milford, please, because they were my guardian angels when my family didn't care. So I just pray everyone just remembers to be kind, and I want to be kind today.
That's a great message.
You're always kind.
Good
always
start,
kind.
Karen. Good start.
Yeah, you're always kind.
You're always kind.
No,
you talk a lot,
sometimes,
but you...
Oh, boy, it's time for Dumbass News.
Thank you.
It's time for Chaz and AJ Dumbass News.
Okay.
Dumbass.
When you see a dumbass in the news, send it to dumbassnews@chazandajinthemorning.com. Radio personality says Jamie Foxx shouldn't sing. Ring the goddamn bell. I'll go in there and ring it.
I just want to see what happens.
Tracy in Milford.
Yes.
Hi, Tracy in Milford.
Hi, good morning.
Morning.
How are you guys?
Good. About a second away from hanging up.
So you called?
You wanted to fact check AJ on Jamie Foxx.
Oh, gotcha.
Well, I just wanted to let AJ know that Jamie Foxx has actually released several albums.
Yeah, I know.
And he's a Grammy Award winner.
I know.
So, I mean, he is a singer. He's a legit singer.
I know.
Okay.
I agree with you.
It just annoys me.
So why does it annoy you? Because he has too much talent, or you don't want to see comedians sing?
Exactly right.
It's a tough jump, and comedians have said singers want to be funny,
right,
and comedians want to sing.
Exactly right.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he's also an accomplished actor.
But
also,
he can do it. Yeah. He can do it all.
I know he can do it. It just annoys me. It's okay. I'm allowed to be annoyed about something over here. We're all different.
Jamie Foxx is only allowed to do what you want him to do. That's
exactly
what it sounded
exactly
like.
Right. Like you jumping off the roof right now.
If someone has a lot of talent, they should only use one of
exactly talents. Right. Spread the wealth. There are other folks out there, other singers who need jobs, other actors who need jobs. Pick one.
Okay.
What
about a person on the radio being on stage doing comedy?
I do on the weekends.
Oh, that's different. So if Jamie Foxx just sings on the weekends, okay. So if he acts during the week and sings on the weekend,
yes,
that's fine. You're
that's okay.
He actually recorded his last album.
It's like a part-time thing.
I see. It's
like a part-time thing. Like he's making extra money.
Singing is a part-time thing.
He's making extra money on the weekends.
Right. That's
no problem with that because times are tough for him. I know.
Right.
Yes.
All right, Tracy. Thank you. This is, I just pulled this up randomly.
Oh, no, we're not going to listen to more of it, are we?
This is Jamie Foxx, also playing the piano.
Uh-huh. Yeah, he actually made that piano, do you know that? He also built that stadium they're in.
One, two, sing it with me, every from beginning to end. 365, everybody.
It is annoying when someone has that much talent.
Yes, it is. I am so not buying a T-shirt.
You're not going to buy any Jamie Foxx records.
Right.
Right.
Have you seen any Jamie Foxx movies?
Ow. I mean, being on A Living Color.
Maybe you should pull your finger out of your nose before you speak, Ashley. Jesus, how far was it up there?
I always saw his knuckle.
Chaz and AJ in the morning, 99.1 PLR, 95.9 The Fox. Joe Myers, movie critic, on the phone. What do you think of Jamie Foxx as an actor?
I like him. I thought he was great in that Tarantino picture, Django Unchained. Yeah, you know, right. Of course, Ray Charles.
Right. Ray Charles.
You know, solid performer.
You forget that it's not Ray Charles.
Yeah.
Watch that
yes.
movie.
Yep.
Absolutely. It's a remarkable performance. And I think he's equally good in that Tarantino picture, which I think is back up on Netflix as we speak.
Mm. Gotcha. AJ looks confused.
Yeah. I know about Ray. I don't know about this Tarantino film.
Right. AJ thinks that Jamie Foxx, because he's an actor, shouldn't sing.
Right. Yeah, I don't like the multitaskers.
Heard that there was a clip.
Yeah.
What's that now?
Well, a lot of people shouldn't sing, I think.
Are you looking at us right now?
Do you mean me?
He's looking right at you, Ashley.
I know. I saw that.
He's pointing.
I saw that over the phone.
Yeah, this guy is good.
Yes, I was saying during that pause, all three of us looked at you.
Yeah.
No, but he could tell there's some family tension going on, and he was just not getting involved.
Like a ninja.
You're not tricking me into this.
That's right.
Did you see Jeffrey Epstein, Filthy Rich, on Netflix?
I did. I watched it over the weekend. It's so kind of disturbing and unsettling. And I mean, it shows you what really super rich people can get away with.
Yeah.
This guy was a billionaire, and he you know, lavished favors on people like Bill Clinton and Prince Andrew, and just really gross, you know, and it makes you wonder how common that sort of behavior is with people who have the money, you know, to really cover their tracks. I mean, he got caught, but you do wonder. And, you know, one of the interesting things on the show is how, you know, Clinton to this day denies sort of his involvement, and yet they go into the fact that he flew on that private jet, you know, more than 20 times, and two people
26
who
times
on,
yeah, know. And one of the things with Netflix, as I'm watching any documentary quotes on Netflix, is I think how much did they leave on the table or the cutting room floor,
right,
to make the point they're trying to make? Because you want to make a point. You don't want it to be, well, it's this or that, and then the viewer comes away with, like, I don't know what that meant. Like, what was it, The Making of a Murderer? I talked to a couple of lawyers about that. I said, was it really that like that, or did they leave some stuff? Like, no, they made it a drama. You know, they left some stuff out.
Of course.
And I felt
they
like that was part of that. But you can't put into this documentary that there was anything good about this guy.
Yeah.
You're just trying to make a point that he was a sex crazy nut, pedophile, and
billionaire scum. Yes,
human trafficker and all this.
Well, exactly.
Well, the thing the show makes clear, though, too, is how charismatic he was. I mean, one of the sort of subplots is that rich guy in Ohio who ran Abercrombie & Fitch, who gave Epstein his power of attorney and gifted him a townhouse in New York worth like $70 million.
So,
I mean, clearly, Epstein was able to flim-flam men, women. You know, he just had tremendous charisma.
Yeah. He didn't graduate college.
Okay.
He lied on his application. He gets hired by this big hedge fund Wall Street firm.
Wow.
They figure out that he basically has a high school education.
Uh-huh.
The big boss says, do whatever you want. Treat him like everyone else. They bring him in the office, and he talks his way out of it.
Nice.
How?
Yep. He's charismatic.
He was basically honest.
Yep.
And he said, yeah, I lied.
He could talk his way out of anything.
He could talk his way out of stuff.
Yeah. I mean, it's really an amazing story. And, you know, I think 4 hours was just enough. You know, it's kind of sickening in many ways. But, man, what a slice of criminal life, you know, amongst the rich.
I'm with you. I thought it could have been three, but I understand if you can get people to watch one more episode, why wouldn't you throw in everything? I had a hard time, and, you know, I feel weird saying this, but I had a hard time feeling empathy to the victims who were saying, I brought him a, you know, 40 other girls, or I brought him 50 other girls. I thought, it's tough for you to say, you're like, for me, you could say whatever you want, but for me to view them that way, there's so many other people in that those episodes that I thought, oh, this is just horrible. But when I saw those girls, I'm like, I don't know.
It's really bad. It's really, like, if I was in terrible trouble, why would I bring friends into that situation? You know, you do wonder about that aspect of the story.
At $200 a girl.
Exactly. They were really procuring women for him, which is, you know, really gross.
It's like if you were bringing people to get murdered and then you say, I am a victim. Yeah. I don't know.
Exactly.
But that's part of the, you know, you're watching it and you're just shaking your head like, I don't know. There have been people who I'm sorry, go ahead.
You know, not to mention, you know, I mean, would you go as a young woman to this place, you know, and you're not a professional masseur, and yet they say, this is what we want you to do, is to massage this guy. You know all of that I found really weird.
I thought that too, but I thought, all right, they made the case that these girls were from broken families, from not a lot of money.
Yep. Uh-huh. Of course.
Played up on all that. Not, you know, I was like, okay, I that's definitely a big part of who he went after.
Totally. It stirs up a lot of conflicting emotions. You know, it's a really complicated story. And I thought they just sort of tried to show as much as they could and leave sort of the answers up to you watching it. But, man, I had never heard that stuff about him, about that rich guy giving him power of attorney and giving him a townhouse. I mean, what's that all about?
Never heard that before either. There were a lot of parts to the story I never heard about, and it was just incredible how much money this guy had, you know. But it's definitely sick. There was a definite sickness there.
Yeah.
You know, if one person comes forward and then four others for maybe opportunity because he's a billionaire, that's one thing. Yes. But 140, that's known.
Yeah.
A lot of them just never came forward.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah, that one was...
I'm sure there are lots that are out there. You know, but and also, too, the volume of women that he, quote, needed. You know what I mean? That the women that were coming and going in that place, just incredible. Like, when did he have time to do his business?
Right. Because he's managing of this...
Probably like co-managers, underlings underneath him who did all
this
that.
This whole other... Yeah. That seemed like a business.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. You know, it's really a wild, wild story. I found a lot of it really mind-boggling.
Towards the end, they put something out there that made me think, well, maybe he was murdered. That little thing where they said he had cameras in all of the bedrooms and he recorded everything. And I thought, how many big names and powerful people, when he got busted and was going to, first of all, the first time he got arrested, there was enough evidence there to put him away for life. And everybody said that, all the prosecutors. Then all of a sudden something happened and the top person in Florida, the attorney general or whatever, said, oh, no, got nothing. All right, he'll go to jail for 18 months and that's it. Second time around after Harvey Weinstein and all this, we got him now. He goes to prison. Now, if he flipped.
Yeah.
How many
powerful
big
folks,
people
right.
would be going down?
Yeah, exactly.
And then who knows what he has for evidence with tapes.
Right.
And then all of a sudden he's dead.
Right. Oh, look what happened. He killed himself.
Yeah. Oops.
Yeah.
The other thing I wondered is, where did all of those tapes, all of those surveillance things
where did
go,
they go
when they
raided?
Where did who has all that stuff now?
TMZ.
The other question, that's a great question, and funny that they put him in a jail that's known to be decrepit and not the smartest people working there.
Yeah, exactly.
And the cameras weren't working, and the guys were sleeping, and don't know. Yeah.
I found it made a pretty strong case for foul play in when that medical examiner talks at length about how it's so odd that one bone in his neck was broken the way, you know, I mean, it left me thinking somebody killed him.
Yeah, the mysterious lady in pantsuit.
So I thought, I didn't think that until I watched the special. And I thought, the guy was going to go to jail for the rest of his life, and so he killed him.
Yeah, of course. You know, take an easy way out and kill yourself.
Of course, I thought the
same thing until I watched it.
We're talking to Joe Myers, movie critic, and we're linked up to Joe's View on Instagram and Twitter on our radio station website. The other thing was, how is his girlfriend, Maxwell, or whatever her name is, not arrested?
Oh, Ghislaine, yeah.
How is she walking around right now?
Yes.
Well, the last thing I read about her is she is literally in hiding somewhere, I guess, to avoid extradition to wherever for her. Because clearly she was right in the center of everything he was doing.
Yeah. I mean,
she was getting those girls there. She was physically involved with him and the girl. You know, it was just a sick, sick situation, and was apparently a girlfriend of Clinton's at one time.
Right.
You know, it's really,
this is the kicker.
I used to love her, but I had to kill her.
They said Clinton was going to the island and he's going on the airplane to be with her, not to be with young girls. And not one young girl or minor said Bill Clinton.
Yeah, no.
Right? They said, we met him.
Exactly.
He was polite.
Very
he was
nice
great
guy.
Gentleman.
Yeah. In a rush to go
no
someplace.
Shenanigans.
Yes, right.
But there's
but they did
a picture.
Say they saw him on the island.
Yes. Multiple people said he was here. And he has said a number of times he wasn't on the island. He was on the airplane.
I'm not here.
Yeah.
But he has said things like, I never inhaled and I didn't have sex with that woman.
Exactly. So.
Exactly.
That's the greatest credibility.
There's a picture out there I read that whatever her name is. What's her name? Maxwell? What's the girlfriend's name?
Ghislaine.
Right.
Ghislaine.
Ghislaine.
She was at an event with Clinton and there was a picture taken of Clinton and her together, and in the background is a banner for what the event was. It was human trafficking.
Oh my God.
It was a Clinton Global Initiative fundraiser to stop human trafficking. That picture would have been really impactful.
Like jumbo shrimp.
Yeah.
Contradiction.
And they were all in there. They had everybody. I mean, Trump was in there. They were all in there. They didn't link Trump to any weirdness, but
I'm sure there are hundreds of famous people that they didn't name who were involved with this guy. I remember seeing pictures of Woody Allen and Katie Couric at a dinner at his house. I mean, he ran with a really fast crowd.
And it's another Weinstein where everybody knew and they all looked the other way. And then they act like they didn't know.
Right.
Right. Because this guy went to prison for 18 months.
Right.
And then after that, he's with Clinton. He's with this one. He's with that
one.
Yeah. He's with Prince Andrew.
Prince Andrew.
They all knew.
Yep.
Jazz and AJ News.
It's always an honor to have this man on the show. Comedian Adam Ferrara. Good morning, sir.
How are you, fellas?
What's up, man?
Good, thanks. Considering.
Yes.
This has been the weirdest year of my life.
Why do you sound like a simmering kettle? Like, hello, children.
It's been one of those shows. We weave in and out of emotions.
Yes.
Yes.
Right.
Sad, anger.
What's going on?
Rage.
Just, you know, typical stuff.
Should I alert your healthcare professional?
You know what? Have them on call.
They gave up.
Yeah, have them on call.
They quit.
Yeah.
AJ needed one about 20 minutes
ago.
They
see me on caller ID and they chuck their phone in the water.
Oh, God, it's him again. He was just here last week.
Why? What's going on?
Oh, nothing. Just, you know, just typical stuff.
Yeah.
Protests, coronavirus.
Wednesday.
Locusts.
Yep. That sort of thing.
Yeah. Cats, dogs.
The usual.
Political strife, racial divide, a rocket launch. It's 1969 and the Mets ain't making the series.
Yep.
No, seriously.
Although right now they're having the best year ever.
Right.
Yeah. God, but everyone's okay? You and your families, everyone's all right?
Yeah, thank God.
You?
Thank you for asking. How about you?
Yeah, everyone's good. We're doing the best we can to get through it. I go for my Save My Marriage walk every afternoon.
Does it involve a cigarette or two?
I love
my
that
wife
name.
My wife sends me out. We need supplies. No, we don't. I had to go out yesterday to get a pineapple. Honey, she just wants me out of the house. I'm driving her crazy.
Right. Let's go buy a pineapple.
What's your schedule normally like?
Well, normally I'm not home this long, so it's like I'm invading my wife's life. You know, usually my ass keeps going to the airport every Thursday because that's when I'm on a plane.
Yeah.
So
doing comedy.
Being home now. Yeah.
Right. Or working on movies or whatever.
Yeah, TV.
Shows.
Yeah. Yeah, so this is the longest I've been home, and she definitely has a routine, her and the dog. I think they're planning a coup. They're looking at me like, he's still here.
Right.
What are we going to do about it?
The next walk he goes, I'm changing the locks.
Yeah. But I found what helps me is because I got the anxiety, too, is I put structure in the day so I know I'm doing stuff. Like every morning I get up because I'm out here in California. So I get up every morning. I make the coffee because I'm the first one up. And as the coffee's coming down, I call my mom because she's still in New York. So
yeah.
I say, good morning, Ma. I love you. And that's pretty much the end of my participation in the conversation.
Yeah, then she takes over, right?
Yeah. And it's always the same phone call. It's what she ate, who's dead, and what she's defrosting for tomorrow.
Oh, you're Italian.
Oh, my God, like my mom, yeah.
Yeah, that makes perfect sense.
Exactly. When she's watching Jeopardy, though, I get that part.
Yeah, so I get that. I do that. And then you know, I just go about my day. And in the afternoon, I go out for the walk, and I go down to the supermarket. Oh, I saw a guy the other day. He snapped in the cereal aisle at the supermarket. He all got the masks on.
Yeah.
He's FaceTiming his wife, and I just hear him screaming, "They don't have it, Laura. They don't have it. What do you want me to do? Hey, look, now you can see everything I see, honey. It's like a Whole Foods in Havana. They don't have it, all right? They don't have organic bran flakes. You're just going to have to push it out on your own, honey. I don't know what to tell you. It's a freaking pandemic." So.
That'll make a snap right there.
Laugh.
Yeah. You feel better about yourself.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You're supposed to be in a movie in August, right? Do you know if that's happening or not?
I don't know what's happening. I was supposed to be up in I think I'm at Cobb's in San Francisco, July 2nd and 3rd. I know I had that, but nobody knows. You know, nobody knows how many people will be allowed in. Nobody knows what the terrain is going to be. You know, I know some I got a call once. Would you do stand up at a drive-in movie theater?
Really?
Which sounds good, but people are sitting in their cars. They have, you know, horns and lights. I'm like, I don't know if this is going to work too well.
Yeah.
You know?
Because the heckler would be beeping and flashing.
Yeah, the entire time you're running.
Flashing the lights.
Leaning on the horn. The lights.
Yeah.
You know what I would do? If I was in my car at a drive-in movie and I was heckling, I would turn the spout for the window cleaner that sprays up on your window.
Uh-huh.
I would turn that out and just fill up the reservoir.
That's great.
Put it on a bigger pump and then just hit the cleaner and just shoot water at the guy.
Exactly right. Yeah, aim it forward. Aim it forward. Yeah, get some distance on it.
I have a feeling you came up with that thinking about doing this drive-in gig. And, like, how can people screw with me?
Yeah, that's how East Coast is that? Like, all right, I'm vulnerable. Where's my soft target?
Right, exactly right.
What do I got to watch out for?
He works. Go for it, yeah.
How's the podcast going? The Adam Ferrara podcast,
great.
30 minutes, you'll never get back.
That's been the godsend, Charles. I mean, I got this little thing set up in my garage like an hour and a half before they said, okay, stay home. So I could still work and put everything together.
Right.
So, but I've never worked so hard every day because it's here, so I can get people. So this week, Ron Funches is on tomorrow. He's a great comic. He's also the voice of Cooper in Trolls. And he's a very funny comic. Yeah. Who else have I had? Jeff Ross, Steve Sharippa, Anthony Edwards. That was great.
Really?
Spoke to Goose from Top Gun. Yeah, he was a sweet man.
Did you talk to him about the new Top Gun?
Oh, yeah, we talked about that a little bit. He's not, you know, he died. You know?
Yeah, he can't be in that
He can't be in that.
Oh,
they
could
have a picture of him hanging on the wall.
Right, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, cool. Or some anniversary of his death.
Or he comes back from the dead to give advice.
Mm.
You know?
Like in a dream.
Exactly, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, from what I read, his kid is in the academy, and Maverick is teaching him. So I think that's, sorry about your dad.
Dead retired, gotcha, right. I knew your dad before he died, yeah.
Yeah. Who else did I have? Oh, I had Joe Buck on. He was great.
He's has to be going bananas, right? What's his take on all this?
You know what he's doing? He's doing these quarantine videos. Like, people are sending him, like, videos of their kids playing on the lawn, and he's doing, like, commentary to it. I saw him do on two marbles racing around. It was actually pretty cool.
Is he getting paid for it?
He's making people donate. Like, he'll do it, but then you got to donate to it.
Oh, okay, good.
That's great.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've played a few here on the show. They're really funny.
I figured his last name is Buck, and some money's involved, you know?
Is his forehead that big in person? Oh, you did the podcast, so you weren't really, like, right up close on him.
You can see
him,
right?
Zooming. Yeah, he was sitting in his place in St. Louis, and I was here in my garage.
Right.
But, yeah, he was a sweet man. He was really really open. He was talking about his dad and everything and the advice he gave him. He gave the one thing I took away from it that I remember that really struck me was, like, his father, you know, he was a legendary sportscaster, and gave him advice. He said, look, no one's coming to hear you. If you get hit by a bus, maybe there's a moment of silence, depending on how long you've been there, but they're here to see the game. So don't think anyone really cares what you have to say.
Wow.
So I was like, oh, okay.
That's great advice.
Their self-esteem, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, that'll help.
Hey, thanks, Dad.
My advice to me was like, I remember when I was a kid, my father said, you got to stand up for what you believe in, all right? And if you're going to go down with a sword in your hand. I'm like, I was four.
Right. I don't even have a sword, Dad. Am I getting one for Christmas?
What kind of world do I live in?
Right. Dear Santa, I need a sword.
Dad, will you buy me a sword, please?
No!
The kindergarten teacher calls it. Your son is talking about going down with a sword.
Yeah, really?
He said he got that from you.
We need to talk about your kid and his sword.
No, that is great advice, because if you think about it, you watch a game and sometimes they forget to call the game. They're now having this conversation.
Yep.
And you like, hey, did you just see what happened?
Exactly. Hey.
Like, let's talk about that.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't like that where they're doing the celebrity interview now during the game.
Yeah.
You know, like, I don't mind if they want to sit there and they want to contribute and plug whatever stupid show or movie there. But, like, there's this whole interview that's taking place now while stuff is happening on the field.
The synergy of the networks.
Right.
You had Jay Leno on. How was that?
I did. Leno was great. Yeah. It was just one more thing about the game. And actually, I'm a big football guy, so I'm not so much baseball. That idea of interviews works better in baseball because you got to fill a lot of time. But there's a rhythm, you know, to football. There's you know, what down, what's the distance, who made the catch, who made the tackle, and then Joe throws it to Troy, and Troy says something, and they come back to Joe, and Joe says, put on some makeup, you're looking a little greasy, big fella, and
right.
It's the next play, you know? So I agree with you. There's a rhythm to football that I like to get into, and if they're talking to somebody, you know, I don't care.
Right.
You know, just keep it moving. Baseball is like, all right, I'll take it, because you gotta kill some time.
Who do you think the best pairing of color and commentator was in football?
Was?
Or is?
John. I still like Chris Collinsworth and Al Michaels. You know it's going to be a big game. I do like Joe Buck and Troy Aikman. Jim Nantz and Tony Romo is pretty good, too. I remember when I was really little, you know, John Madden was great, but there was John Madden
Pat
and Summerall.
Pat Summerall. John Madden. It was
Pat
so great.
Pat Summerall and Tom Brookshire. Remember that?
No.
Oh, I was a kid, man. I remember that one.
But Madden was great because his color was perfect, and it would end right before the snap.
Yeah.
And then Summerall would have, you know, the facts. It was in do the play.
Yeah.
Oh, it was great.
Madden was like the first guy who had the football timing down, because as like a former coach, he could sort of read how everything was going to unfold, and he could get all the information out there. The play happens. Pat jumps. It was seamless.
It was GPS. Yeah.
Seamless.
Yeah.
Yep.
And Summerall was loaded.
Yep.
Really?
Yeah, he was hammered most of the time, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yep, from what I heard. He's quite the boozer.
Oh, I would love to hear some of the audio of when it was obvious.
Right.
Adam Ferrara is on the show now. We're linked up to all his stuff at WPR.com and 95.9thefox.com. My favorite line from Madden is when a helmet came off, he would say, hopefully there's not a head in there.
Ah!
And he would say it every single time. You see a helmet on the field,
right,
and you know what's coming.
And Pat would do a shot, yeah.
He brought his lunch pail. He's ready to go to work.
Right.
And then Jay Leno, I recently saw he took that Tesla truck for a ride.
Yep.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Did he fix the window?
I don't know if he got to that part yet.
That was a little bit of an embarrassment. What do you think of that Tesla truck?
It's, you know, it's post-apocalyptic. It's cool for what it looks like. I mean, I don't see many out in the wild. Is there any out in the wild yet?
I don't think so. No, I think usually when Leno gets a hold of one, that's usually one of the first ones.
They're still working on it for production.
Yeah.
And Leno asked a great question, and that was, is it going to look like this?
Right.
And where do you put the for everyone else?
And does it come with batteries?
Yeah.
And what was the answer?
It's going to be very close, and that's what's taken so much time, is that they want it. He says it's going to Elon Musk said it's going to be even better, because he was always disappointed that they would show you these cars at the car show. Then when it came out, it wouldn't be all of that.
Right. Do you get a remote control with that or what?
I don't know. That was that's some truck, though.
Big RC vehicle.
Yeah, but they never look like that. Like I had the Caddy CL, the concept car, on Top Gear, and it was great. I mean, and every concept car has suicide doors, and they never produce it with it.
Right.
But I did see the DNA in the headlights come out. You know, where the headlights on the Caddy come up, and then It's the thin line that goes up over the hood.
Yeah, yeah.
And that was in the CL before it was in production. So they did keep that kind of DNA. But he's right. They never do look like the cool things they show you at the car show.
No,
that truck is something else. I wouldn't mind one of those trucks. Bulletproof glass.
Well, what's going to cost, though, to get one?
Yeah, bulletproof. Just don't throw anything at it.
Right. Right.
Yeah. I'll go through water.
I think they said 40 grand, right?
40?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, that's what I thought. I was like, wow.
Is that the down payment, maybe?
Maybe.
I don't see that being a $40,000 truck.
I didn't think so either.
Yeah, no. Yeah, that's got to be the introduction price.
What they build those things on the skateboard, you know, all the electronics and stuff, there's not a lot of moving parts of that thing. It's only like $2,000.
Yeah,
you know,
no.
It's not expensive for the guts and the innards of that thing. The batteries are what's expensive.
Yeah, I think the batteries and drives on the engine Mattel. Yeah.
Yeah.
And Barrett Jackson's canceled.
That sucked, didn't it?
Yeah, I was looking forward to coming back. Is Mohegan Sun open yet?
Yes,
they're opening. Yeah, they opened yesterday.
Limited.
I think it was. Yeah, limited.
They opened Monday.
What does limited mean?
Like how many folks?
Well, they're limiting the number of people they'll let in. For the first time ever, you can't smoke in the casino, but there's designated areas outside.
Right, it's called a parking lot.
Mm-hmm. They have limited, so there's only so many people allowed at the blackjack or the the blackjack tables.
They're the partitions out there.
Plexiglass in between each, you know, what would be player and dealer. Mm-hmm. Limited amount of people can play the slot, so you have to be, you know, a couple slot machines away. So that kind of thing.
All right. It's great.
Yeah.
You have to throw the dice overhand.
Exactly right.
Over the plexiglass.
Actually, you get to keep the dice after you toss it. They hand it back to you. It's yours now.
But there's no event. There's no concerts. We can't do the auction there anymore.
Well, not this year, no. I'm hoping back next year, though, because that's a lot of fun. Do you know, you do almost like all the Barrett Jacksons now, right?
I did, yeah. We did them all, and that's why, you know, we got the call. I was looking forward to come back and seeing you guys. And,
yeah, because I know Palm Beach didn't happen. This didn't happen. I'm wondering if Vegas, because that's always the last one in, like, September, if that's still going to happen, September, October.
Yeah, Vegas is still up in the air, and then Arizona was the big one in Scottsdale.
Yeah, in January. So hopefully by that point they got a grip on this thing.
But they're open for business, right?
What, Barrett Jackson?
No.
They had an online auction.
Vegas.
So that was really
Vegas, yeah. I think so, yeah.
Yeah.
You know what? It's even if I go to a casino right now, even with social distancing, I don't think I'm ever going to see the cashier cage because I never do. So
you walk past it. Yeah, there it is over there. I've heard about
where
that.
It is.
Yeah.
Where's the buffet? It's by the cashier cage. All right? I've never been there.
I see those prices and I think, man, if that's what you can spend on a car that's just going to sit in a garage, what is your life like?
Seriously.
Yeah. Yeah.
I know. I'll play with whatever I buy. Finally.
How many cars do you have, Adam?
What do I got now? I had three. I got two now. I have three garages, and not one of my cars are in my garage because I have one wife.
Gotcha.
So three garages and one wife.
Right.
Needs no garage.
Right.
And yeah. So of the three
cars.
I sold my
Buick. I had a 70 deuce and a quarter.
Oh, wow.
With the big block in it. Yeah.
And the green motor?
I'm sorry?
The green motor?
The 455, the big block?
Yep.
Yeah, and I split the exhaust. I didn't put headers on it. I just... Magnaflow gave me 2.5-inch pipes out of the manifold just to give it a growl and a couple of turn downs, and that was it.
It's got some nice attitude.
I sold that. I was going to get something nice, but then all this hit, and I'm like, okay, maybe now is not the time to buy a car.
Yeah. So, all right, we're going to link up to all your stuff at WPLR.com, 959thefox.com, the Adam Ferrara podcast. 30 minutes, you'll never get back. We love this guy. Very funny car guy, comedian.
Yep. Good friend.
Good guy. Is your mom ever on the podcast?
My mom was a guest. My mom did one of the early episodes. She was great. I had my mom on. I had on, who else did I have on? Like I said, Jay Leno, Edie Falco, Kevin James, Anthony Edwards, I think I told you. Oh, I had an FBI profiler on who worked on the Bundy case.
Nice.
Pretty creepy.
I love those people.
Yeah. He was telling me all kinds of stuff. Oh, you know who else I had on? I had Katie Coleman, the astronaut. She lived up in space for 6 months.
Right.
She was and she's a flautist. She played the flute with Ian Anderson.
Oh, really?
Jethro Tull from space. Yeah. I've done nothing with my life.
I know. When we talk to these people, we think the same thing. We're talking to graduates.
Yeah, I cut the grass yesterday.
Right. Yeah, exactly. All right, Adam. Yeah, thanks, brother.
Good to see you guys. Best of the family. Hopefully we'll laugh soon, all right?
Yes, we will, brother. Man.
Thank
definitely.
You, Adam Ferrara.